Hello, my name is Shelley, and the title of my living book is Running Away and Losing a Best Friend. When I was around 7 or 8 in 2008, I was living on a farm in Aldergrove. I was fed up of always being told what to do, even though my parents were supposed to tell me what to do. So, one day I finally said, "That's it, I'm running away." I ran to my room with my dog Patch on my heels. We made a plan. As he would keep watch by sitting at the door, I would pack our bags and get food for us. It was a good idea letting a dog keep watch. He trotted away after a few minutes, so I followed him to see where we were going. Then, I saw it. The way to our huge backyard. The path to our backyard had forests of nice-smelling pine trees and one huge maple tree, streams, a field of tall grass, and a bridge. The bridge provided a perfect place to hide feet away. "Good boy, Patch," I told him, patting him on the head. We had a perfect place to camp out, or at least, that's what I thought. We had it set. I had our bags strapped tightly to the yellow sled I got for Christmas when I was 5. If you're wondering why we were bringing a sled in the middle of summer, I have no idea. When Patch and I settled on our treacherous journey, we had no idea what we were in for. I thought we were going to be fine. I brought a notebook as a captain's log in case anything happened to us. Patch and I started up the first hill that led to the back. The hill was huge. When we finally got up it, we started heading down the huge trail that looked like a long driveway. The trail seemed to last forever. It was a hot day and the sun was shining down on us. Of course, you had to run away on a hot day, didn't you? Patch wanted to ask me, panting heavily. The trail took about 10 minutes to walk down. Because we took a lot of time to look around and mark important landmarks to ensure we didn't get lost. To our right, there was a farm, and to our left, there was a huge field to explore. Save it for later, I thought out loud to myself. When we finally got to the forest, I started to get an uncomfortable feeling. "Hey, do you feel that?" I asked Patch. He looked up at me, confused, as if to say, "I don't know, maybe we should hide." I started walking around towards the bridge. Patch soon followed. We climbed under the bridge and found a perfect place to hide out for now. It was around 1:45 p.m. when I woke up. I turned to give Patch something to eat. As I turned to feed him, I realized he wasn't there. "Where's Patch?" I freaked out. "Patch, here, boy, where are you?" I called out. I was starting to get scared. I climbed up from under the bridge, almost tripping on my own feet again, to see a black dog sleeping in the grass under the sun. "Oh, man," I said, walking over to him. When he saw me, he almost grinned, then strolled over to me and we headed out. We walked over the bridge and saw a trail headed downstream. It was turning out to be a perfect little afternoon walk. At around supper time, we headed back to the camp. I packed sandwiches, chips, pop, and dog food. We also brought bottles of water, milk bones, and dog biscuits. But then terror struck me. I heard barking and howling. But it couldn't be Patch. He was sitting right next to me, sound asleep again, and he doesn't even know how to howl. So I decided to investigate. I woke Patch up so I wouldn't be alone. We headed back up to the field where my mom told me not to go because there had been cougar sightings there a year ago. I thought I heard coyotes. I heard loud footsteps. But then I saw one, orange, darting through the bush. But then I thought to myself, wait, coyotes aren't orangish. I didn't hear a coyote after all. I heard a fox. All that worrying for nothing. A fox, probably after a bird. Well, me and Patch, actually, me more than him, were getting fed up with all this runaway stuff. I wanted to go home. Even though I was still on my property, I wanted to be inside my house again. And then I realized something that I hadn't before. My mom and dad weren't bossing me around. They were trying to teach me how to be a better kid. I realized that as I went back to the camp to get my supplies to go home. The bridge that we were hiding under was right next to the forest my mom had also told me never to go in because it was someone else's property. When we were headed up the hill to go home, I heard something coming from the forest. It kind of sounded like a donkey and chains hitting the side of a barn. I don't know what it was, and I never ran faster in my life. The driveway trail didn't seem to be so long when you're running thinking something is chasing you. When we got to the end of the trail in a mere 5 minutes, I turned around, and the only thing behind me was Patch, trotting like a horse to keep up. "I can't do it anymore, Patchy. Let's go home. I'm scared," I said to him. This time we were both panting heavily after the run. I think if he was human, he would be so happy to hear we were leaving to go home. When we got to our driveway, I almost collapsed onto the stairs. Actually, I did. I really overreacted it and arm crawled through the driveway and up the stairs to the door. I banged on it with the side of my arm. When my mom opened the door, she shook her head. I learned something very important that day. Never, ever run away for little reasons. It seems to last forever. Turns out I never needed that captain's log. I'm glad I went home when I did. The reason I will always remember this story forevermore is because just 2 years ago we had to put Patch down. I lost my best friend. I will never forget him. That is the end of my living book story.